the day which the Lord has made, we will
rejoice and be glad in it.
Whew, amen. Kids, you're probably looking for your exit slide. You're not exiting. You're hanging out with us today. Woo! I don't know what that noise was, boo or yay or what. I don't know. But anyway, you're hanging out with us. It doesn't matter what it was. You get to hang out with us today. Before we get started, let's just bow our heads in prayer once again. Almighty God, we just give you thanks today, Lord, for this church, for this body of believers. Lord, we give thanks today for our founding pastor, Jack Eldred, and his wife, Jana, and their family. Lord, we're just so grateful for their obedience and the faithfulness of them. Lord, we give thanks today for those that came before us, that ushered a path for us to follow, that cut down a path, that made a path for us to follow and continue on. Lord, some of those are still around, but not here at Prayer of Faith. Lord, some of them have gone on to glory. Today, we give you thanks for them, those that are still here on earth and those that are no longer here on earth, but we give thanks to them. Lord, for those that are here today, faithful members today here at Prayer of Faith, we give you thanks today for them, for their obedience to be here and help continue on what was started 33 years ago. God, for the future generations, for the young people and the kids and the children and the infants here today, and those that haven't even stepped foot in this church but will come in the future, we give you thanks today for them. Lord, we know right now you're preparing hearts all over this world. And we give thanks today for the hearts you're preparing to someday join Prayer of Faith and be a part of this church. Lord, we give you thanks today for your servants and kingdom work. Lord, after we're gone, those that come on behind us and continue on your work, we give you thanks today for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, we're going to be mainly in two places. We're going to be in the book of John and the book of 1 John. Two different books. It's not the first chapter of John. We'll be in John and 1 John, which is towards the end of the New Testament. And as you're turning to John, we can start there. As you're turning there, I just want to take a brief look at what's happened over the last year at Prayer of Faith. You know, we've lost a longtime member, Olin Nicely, in the last year. We celebrated new beginnings with new babies. What an amazing time that was. Caleb Evenson and August Price, a mere 9 days apart from each other, were born here at Prayer of Faith. We give thanks today for new beginnings. And we also give thanks for those that came before us again that are no longer with us. Lord, for their years of service. We celebrated baptisms and dedications. Jan Murray was ordained in this past year. And I just want to call out Jan Murray. I'm sorry, Jan. I know she'd say, Lord, please don't recognize me. But Jan is an ordained pastor. And I want you to know that. And she's not just our prayer minister. You were never just our prayer minister. But I'm just saying that she has spent years serving God and researching and studying and finding new ways to open up the gospel to herself, her family, and others. And what a heavy burden that is to pray for others and have the weight of their prayers put on you. Can we just recognize you, Jan, today and thank you for what you do? Jan, I'm sorry I had to be obedient to God. He told me to say that, so I don't have notes that say recognize Jan, but God told me to, so I wanted to be obedient. Okay, so don't get on me for that, please, for my obedience. We started the Young Adult Bible Study just a mere couple weeks ago here at Prayer of Faith. And I used to say we have a group for all ages. We did, but once they got out of the high school age and out of the teens, they had to join us old folks in there. So now we have the Young Adult Bible Study class that started a couple weeks ago, led by Colton. Colton, where's Colton? There he is. Thank you. I stopped right there. Colton is leading that group. So what an amazing thing. Very interesting. The grandson of our founding pastor. Okay, there may be a tie there. And Colton is interested in ministry as well. And we're helping him get started on that path. So what a great thing for him to take on the young adult class and start that. But we're very glad to have that started here at Prayer of Faith. We've got the addition of new family members or new members here at Prayer of Faith. We're going to recognize them at the end of service. So be ready for that. And I just love to say that there's life here in the church. Amen. There's life here in the church. And I think of life, I'm reminded about last Sunday. And last Sunday we talked about, where do you do your battles? And remember from Psalm 91, we said, if you do your battles, you're going to do it in the shelter of the Most High. That's where we should protect ourselves and do battle from. We should never walk out from the shelter of the Most High and try and do battle on our own. It's not healthy. It's not safe. As we look at our life and what we're doing under the shelter of the Most High, we also looked at James chapter 4 and we talked about, why do we do battles? I mean, it's great to know where we do our battles, but it's important to know, why do we do battles? And James chapter 4 told us, and a lot of times it's because other people have things that we want and we desire, and we try and take it from them. And we try and do that by killing them, and that gets a little tough. So I thought, we're celebrating 33 years here at Prayer of Faith. And I thought, what do we talk about today? I'm sure over the years everything's been covered. Well, we might as well just close up and go home. No. We keep coming back because we need those constant reminders. Amen? Oh, yes, we do. All right. So I thought about, what is it that keeps this church sustained? What sustains us as we go day in and day out here at Prayer of Faith? And I thought, it's love. Simply put, it's love. And so today's message is, love is in the house. Love is in this house, but love is in the house is today's message. We'll be looking at John and 1 John, like I said. And if you look at any of our brochures or online, and the first line of our mission statement says, to model Christ's love. That's a pretty good starting place, to model Christ's love. So let's start there. We're going to work away from the top and go back down. What's the sign we always see at sporting events that someone's holding up? What is it? What? My hearing's... John 3:16. Let's turn to John 3:16. That's going to be our starting place today. I'm glad my ears are stopped up. I didn't hear the other signs, but John 3:16. And really, when you look at the Bible, it can be broken down to this main verse, and they say, this is the Bible in a nutshell. You can take the Old and New Testament. This is the key scripture that helps us understand why we're here. John 3:16, and it simply says, for God so loved the world, that's all of us, by the way, the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And there's a tiny little word there, for God so loved the world. And a lot of people think he loved it so much. It's talking about the volume. And that's not what it means. It says, for God so loved the world, meaning in this manner, God loved the world in this manner that he gave his only begotten Son. That tiny little word just says, in this manner, I've given you an example that I love you so much. This comes from God. He says, I gave you my only Son. My only Son. You know, if we look at the book of Romans 5:8, and you don't have to turn there, but I'll just tell you real quick. It says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That means he went to the cross. He knew, like I said earlier, he knew what we were going to do and what we were going to say today and yesterday and next week. And he died for us while we were still sinners. He says, man, I know what you're going to do. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son anyway. It doesn't say anyway. I'm adding that in. Anyway, so let's turn to the back of our Bibles to 1 John. And then we'll move our way up to John. But 1 John chapter 4. In 1 John chapter 4... we're going to read verse 7 through 12 and 16 through 21. And it's interesting, as I was studying, I kept wanting to minimize bits and pieces. And I thought, I can't minimize what this says here. I can't water this down. I can't. And I wasn't trying to water it down. I was trying to shrink it down. I thought, I can't. It all relates and it's tied together. And so in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another." He's already given us commandments that we'll talk about in a minute to love one another. And he says, let us continue. That means you were already doing it. Keep on. Don't stop. For love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. God showed how much he loved us. Again, a reminder. He showed us how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. And in my version, it says, this is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. God sent his Son to take away our sacrifice, or as a sacrifice to take away our sins, and says, dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. Now skip down to the middle of verse 16, and it says, God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. We have to spend time with him. Why? So that our love will grow more perfect. We have to grow in that. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. And then in verse 18 it says, such love has no fear. And I want us to pay attention to this. Such love has no fear. Why? Because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, listen why we're afraid. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, but hates his fellow believers, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command, those who love God must also love their fellow believers. No reason not to love this beautiful group of people, right? But we find trouble every now and then, and we find reason to war with one another. And if we go back to James chapter 4, which we won't today, go back to last week's message and listen to it. But James chapter 4 tells us, this is why we do battle. Because someone usually has something that we want, and we want to take it for our own selfish desires and our own selfish pleasures. If we're afraid, it's for fear of punishment, possibly trying to get something that's not ours. For we have not fully experienced his perfect love. That means there's opportunity to still experience his perfect love. We have to find out how to do that. And he already told us, when we spend time with him, as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. We simply spend more time with him, understanding him, reading about him, getting to know him, just being side by side someone and never talking, never asking questions, never listening. That just means we have knowledge of the person next to us. But we haven't developed that relationship with that person next to us. You know, I think as we look at this in 1 John, and 1 John talks a lot about love. The book of John, well, wife try and put certain areas. The book of John talks about love. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love. But I thought right now what we're looking at is God loved us so much he sent his Son. And he's done these things for us knowing what we'll do. It says in Romans, yet while we were still sinners, God loves us, and we know because it says God is love. Now turn to John, the book of John, chapter 13. In John chapter 13, We're going to look towards the end of that. And in the beginning, somewhere around the middle of there, Jesus has come to the Last Supper. He's just finished washing the feet of His disciples. And as He washed the feet of His disciples, He said, "This I've done, why?" And this is why we do this each year here at Prayer of Faith. As an example. Not that we have to. We choose to do it as an example to serve one another. Pastor Eric and I do this to serve the flock. And Jesus said, "I did this as an example so that you can now do this. I've given you an example to follow," He says in chapter 13, verse 15. Now skip over to verse 34. Jesus is sitting there and He's talking, and He says in verse 34, "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other." So now we have God's love for us. He gave His only begotten Son. But now Jesus says, "Love each other just as I have loved you. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are My disciples." And Simon Peter asked, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus said, "You can't go on with Me now, but you will follow Me later." "But why can't I come now, Lord?" he asked. "I am ready to die for you." And Jesus said, "Die for Me? I tell you what, I tell you the truth, Peter, that before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny Me 3 times that you even know Me." Now, I didn't read it, but just before this, Jesus is sitting at the table with His disciples. And He told Judas, He said, "By the way, go do what you must do." Now He's got Peter going, "Hey, I'm ready to die for you." And Jesus said, "You've got to be kidding me. You don't even know what's going to happen, but I do. You see, in the morning, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny Me 3 times. And think about it. Peter was the one that Jesus loved, right? He's close to Jesus. Who did Jesus call Satan? "Get thee behind Me, Satan." And so here's a guy that's close to Jesus. He says, "Man, I'm ready to die for you." Jesus said, "No. You don't even know it, but I do. Again, you're going to deny even knowing Me. Will we deny before tomorrow morning, before the alarm clock goes off for the 3rd time? Will we deny knowing Jesus? Will we deny Him through our actions?" But listen to this. I love it just up above there. In verse 35 it says, "Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are My disciples." Now that's an action. That isn't words. "I love Jesus." Yeah. Great. Anyone can say that. Anyone can stand on a street corner and shout that. It's every other thing you do after that that shows people, are you His disciple? How's that for love? Jesus knew. He's sitting knowing this is going to be the last meal He has with His group. His disciples. And He says, "Oh, by the way, Judas, go do what you got to do. Peter, yeah, you're going to die for Me. Not really. You're just going to deny Me 3 times. But He's still telling them, love each other just as I have loved you. He's sitting amongst those people knowing what they're going to do. And still says, love as I've loved you. And loves them till the end. And then we struggle and wonder, God, why did I stumble today? His closest people struggled to follow and be obedient. John chapter 14, verse 15 says the same thing. It says, "If you love Me, obey My commandments." Verse 23 says, Jesus replied, "All who love Me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come make our home with each of them. If you follow My commandments, all who love will do what I say. We will come and we will make our home with them." Now flip over just a little bit to John 15. In John 15 it says in verse 9, It says, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. So he's got his example from his Father. Now he's passing it on and says, I've loved you as my Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. And I thought possibly you're here today and you're just saying, God, I don't have that joy. And he says, spend some more time with me and I'll help you discover where it is and what it looks like. Because it may be right in front of you and you have yet to recognize it. But I'm going to help you recognize it. And it says, you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. For there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends since I have told you everything the Father told me. And then he reminds him and he says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. We have to remember that every now and then. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. Love each other. When we talk about love being in the house, we've got God's example of love that he gave his only begotten Son. We have Jesus' example, if nothing else, sitting there at the table, knowing what his disciples are going to do. One's going to betray him. One's going to deny him. Which will cause him to go to the cross and be crucified. But 1 Peter 4:8 says, love covers a multitude of sins. Why do you think he said that? Well, because love allows us to get past things. Love allows us to have grace and mercy and forgiveness and restoration, reconciliation. Love allows us to come back and return in spite of our own mistakes and our own errors. We'll close with this from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And then we're going to recognize our new members in just a moment. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 7, it says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. And then down in 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says, three things will last forever. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And I believe prayer of faith exists because of that love. I believe prayer of faith exists and moves forward because of God's love for us. Jesus and his example to us. And then our obedience to follow those examples and love one another and forgive one another. Not just in these four walls, but outside of these walls. And to learn to forgive those that we don't understand, that we don't know, that we don't agree with. But he says, love them anyway. Do you believe that today? If you believe that, say amen. Amen. If our new members will come forward at this time, we'll have a moment to recognize them. Go ahead and come down front here. All right, right up here. We'll be right up in front of everyone. How's that? This is a beautiful family, isn't it? Just a beautiful family. So, church, before us stands a group of individuals that have expressed their desire to be a part of this community of believers and this fellowship. They're here to declare their faith and to be joined together with us in the service of Jesus Christ. Hear now the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And He says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." I just read that in case you're wondering, that sounds familiar. "And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven." Friends, Jesus Christ has chosen you and has joined you to Himself. And He has called each of you together with us into the church, which is His body. I'll ask you as a group, you up front here, I'll ask you as a group, but look to each of you to answer your own question. When I ask the following questions, do you intend to be His disciple and be faithful member of this church by supporting the church through regular attendance? If so, answer, "I will." All right. By giving your tithes and offerings to support the church's mission and ministry work? If so, answer, "I do." By lifting up the church body's needs and its leadership through regular prayer? If so, answer, "I do." By serving in areas of ministry and sharing the work responsibilities of the church? If so, answer, "I do." And by growing in discipleship, learning my spiritual gifts or your spiritual gifts, and equipping for service to God? If so, answer, "I do." All right. Well, standing before us, I've got to get the orders now all over. We have Tamara and Doretha, her daughter Doretha Payne. We have Anna Dubrell on the end. We have Matt and Caitlin and Tinley Reddick, right down here in the middle. Tinley's the shorter one. We have Lacey Dunbar right here. We have Brenda. Her husband Steve is not feeling well today, so he wasn't able to make it. Steve is the one that's been playing guitar with us the last several weeks. And Brenda has recently taken over the King's Kids on Wednesday night, which has just been a huge blessing, I know, to Pastor Eric and the kids as well. So Brenda Strong and her husband Stephen, who's not here today. Churches, they have given us their commitment. Let us also give them our commitment. Church, do you promise to give them your support by being faithful to welcome them in love and support them as brothers and sisters in Christ? If so, answer, "We will." Be filled with gratitude. Let the message of Christ dwell among you in all its richness. Oh, that song in the background is beautiful. What a beautiful day. Whatever you're doing in action and in word, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Friends, as members of one church, you do not come to us as strangers, but as brothers and sisters in the Lord. I love that. We welcome you to the worship and work of the people of God. There is one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. As disciples and faithful members of this church, and therefore His church, live in His love and serve Him. Let's give them a round of applause. You may be seated. Or actually, you may go back to your seats if you'll stand, everyone, though, and let's praise and worship.
He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. Yeah, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. And we are His friends.
favor. I've messed up. Be seated. Be seated for just a moment. I hate when I mess up. We've got growing ministries here at Prayer Faith, and I like to recognize them. Our Ground Zero sponsors, Josh, would you come up here? Josh, real quick. Nikki, would you come up here? I'm sorry. Michaela. Michaela, come on up here. Caden, come up here real quick. Up here. I hate when I mess up. I'm so sorry. Chesney, if you'll come up here as well. These young folks are starting to help us lead Ground Zero, and we're just so thankful and proud of them. Right now, they're doing a message series on Fruit of the Spirit. Is that correct? Fruit of the Spirit. Josh, what are you teaching on? Self-control. Go ahead and have a seat. Let's give him a round of applause. Go ahead and have a seat. Thank you. What are you teaching on? Joy and gentleness. All right. Thank you very much. I just want to give them recognition. Nikki is talking about peace. I'd agree with that 100%. All right. What are you teaching on? And what? Oh, teaching on love. All right. His girlfriend, what are you teaching on? Patience. All right. Well, for your patience, this is for you. This is for you, young lady. Read that. What does it say? Grow old with me. The best is yet to be.
I said yes.
She said yes. All right, you guys might have a... Amen. I didn't really mess up. Stand and sing with us as we close. For this beautiful day of celebration. Lord, we thank you so much for those that have come before. Lord, for our pastor, Jack Eldred, our founding pastor again. We thank you so much for that path that he's laid for us. Lord, we ask you to bless us that are here today. We ask you to bless the future of this church. Lord, we ask you to bless this new relationship that's about to begin, Lord, today. And Lord, we ask you to bless us as we sit down to fellowship together. We thank you for the meals that have been prepared and the hands that have prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen.